Well, as I said initially, the reason I wanted to talk about Stop and Frisk is because it fits so well into the pattern of cases that we're now, for the first time, being able to see because of digital cameras and the means of being able to prove things that heretofore people couldn't prove because they had no evidence of it. And the inclination is to take the police officer's word rather than that person's word. And it's just like the things that are coming out in Ferguson now, where the two construction workers have a photograph, and the construction officer himself, holding up his hands in a reaction to what he just took a picture and saw, that type of thing. So I think that's making a difference.